Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Russell Barnett started getting mysterious voicemails on his phone. Come to find out, one of his friends is a prankster and had posted signs around town saying, "Dinosaur Roar Contest, call 843 da 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 and leave a voicemail with your best impersonation. The top five will make it to the next round and be contacted by June 1st. That's all it said.
Oh, my God.
Hi, my name is Katie. I want to enter my friend Cleo into the Dinosaur Roar Contest.
Did the first lady drop her phone, or was that the actual sound of
dinosaur? She was trying out for The Walking Dead.
Oh, I mean, it's a funny idea, but those weren't very good.
It's a good contest to have, I think, because the dinosaur roar is near impossible to pull off.
It's really hard to do a good dinosaur roar.
So I tell you what, I reached out to the Fernbank Museum. You know, they've got the coolest dinosaur exhibit in town. They also have a new exhibit called Habitat. It's along their nature trails in Wildwoods. It's great for the whole family. Yeah. I mean, this is we take our son to Fernbank Museum all the time. So I called him up and I said, "Guys, would you mind offering a free family four-pack of tickets to the Fernbank Museum if we can get a better dinosaur roar?" And they were all in. They said,
"Really?
Absolutely."
I love it.
They didn't say, "Who is this?"
Here's what we're going to do. All morning long, you can call us 404-741-0985. We want to hear your best dinosaur impersonation. And the number one dinosaur sound of the morning will get a family four-pack of passes to the Fernbank Museum.
This is awesome.
All right, let's go to Ashley in Lawrenceville. You got a dinosaur roar for us?
We do. Let's roar like a dinosaur, buddy. Ready?
Whoa!
You're not one of like that tall dinosaur that eats the leaves off the trees. No.
No.
Yep. No, you eat people.
I gotta go change my pants after that.
I'm a mamasaurus over here. I got people. Mamasaurus.
I love it.
Why in the heck are we having a dinosaur roar contest this morning?
I was gonna ask you the same question, Tad. Why are you doing this to us?
There's this viral post on Facebook. Somebody played a prank on this kid. They took his cell phone number and they posted posters all over town saying, "Call this number. We're doing a dino roar contest. Give us your best dinosaur roar. We'll choose the next round of finalists for June 1st. And the roars are terrible. Take my word for it. So we said, let's do this. Let's do a real dino roar contest. Contacted Fernbank Museum. They've got the best dinosaur exhibit in town.
Yep.
And it will find the number one dino roar. And that person will get the family four-pack of tickets to the Fernbank. That's what we're doing here. Michael in Loganville, what you got?
a pterodactyl. Yeah, I like it. Those succulent wings gliding through the air. Yeah.
Hey, Teresa and Noonan?
Yeah.
You got a dino roar?
Yeah, I got two excited dinos in the back seat here.
Oh, I love it. They're tearing the joint up. Go ahead.
They sure are.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Very hungry.
B98.5, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Tracy. I live in Roswell, and I'm with my 5-year-old, Bexton.
Let's hear your dino roar.
All right, go for it.
That's a 5-year-old?
Gosh.
Yeah.
You need to get that kid in the NFL draft.
No, military school. That kid is going to be a problem. Hey, Joseph in Sharpsburg, how old are you?
22. Sorry. Hi, it's Mom. He doesn't talk to strangers.
Let's hear the dino roar. What kind of dinosaur is that?
A velociraptor.
That's a real, like, that's legit
the sound
Jurassic
that they make.
Park. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Boy, Joseph, nailing it. Okay. We have nailed it down. We've narrowed it down. We have our winner of the first ever Tad and Drex Show Diner.
First ever and last. Our boss was going to want to see us after this content choice.
Tracy in Roswell with her 5-year-old. That's a 5-year-old.
Wow.
They're going to the Fern Bank.
Got to give it to them.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Good morning. It's 8:24. Quite a weekend. Partly cloudy, 80. That's kind of how it's going to be all weekend long. Braves finally lost to the Cubs 9-3. They're in Toronto this weekend. NFL draft last night. Falcons took tight end Kyle Pitts from Florida with the 4th overall pick. What else is happening, Kara?
Are you looking for some new furniture? Because Atlanta Public Schools has a major deal for us. I know it sounds kind of weird, but the school district somehow ended up with a bunch of extra furniture. So now we are going to get to reap the benefits. Anything you can think of is up for grabs. Tables, chairs, desks, cabinets, bookcases, and more. There are thousands of pieces for sale, and it's some really great prices, too.
Yeah, I have been in the market for one of those chairs that has the wing desk thing that comes out on either side. You get the lefty, you get the righty.
Yeah, you can probably find one here.
You can crack your back on those things.
So good.
Man, the best back cracking chairs.
What else? Chalkboards?
Classroom tables for $2, or you can get 3 for $5.
Wow.
Yes, they'll have chalkboards. They've got all kinds of stuff. So it's open to the public today from 10 to 4 and tomorrow from 9 to 3 at the Connolly Elementary School building in Atlanta. So this is a great idea if you want to make a cool workspace for your kids, especially if you're staying in the virtual learning route and they need like a good place to be able to work. They've got all the furniture they'd have at school. Duh.
Nice.
Why do you advertise these things? It would have been nice for you to just tell me so I could go grab my desks and chalkboards and then we would put the word out. Well, now it's going to be busy.
Sorry.
Thanks, Kara.
You're welcome.
Let's get a good feeling.
Please.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Have you guys ever been caught sleeping on the job?
No.
Taking a little snoozer?
Not that I'm going to admit. Our boss listens. Yeah.
It's totally frowned upon, right? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to figure out a way to make some money while we sleep?
Mm-hmm.
There's a legit dream job out there right now. Website Each Night reviews mattresses and bedding and sleep health, and right now they're looking to hire 5 professional nappers. What they're trying to do is test the pros and cons of taking a little cat nap. So for 30 days, you'll have naps of various lengths to see how a midday snooze will help your memory, motivation, and productivity. So they'll pay you $1,500 to nap. If you want to check it out, you can go to eachnight.com/sleepstudies.
I take naps every day. It does not improve your memory or anything. So just give me my $1,500. It's on the phone. Our celebrity insider, A. Wood, works in the TV movie business. Sneaks off set to give us some casting calls. What do you have for us this week?
I got a casting that's for sure going to make some people some money. Showtime is doing a series called The First Lady, and that has brought people like Viola Davis, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Dakota Fanning into town.
Wow.
They are looking for real-life Marines. So if you know a real Marine and they have some availability, they can get booked and they will definitely be in this Showtime series. They're also looking for people to play White House staffers and to play USS Seaman. It's a great, great series. Viola Davis is producing. The first 3 episodes, I think, are Michelle Obama, Betty Ford, and Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that they were going to be profiling first ladies from throughout time. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And Dakota Fanning is playing Betty Ford's daughter, Susan. It's really going to be a great series. It's already getting a great buzz. I mean, it was greenlit immediately. As soon as Showtime had the option to get it, they snatched it up. Viola is producing and starring with Michelle Obama. This is going to be really good. But I'm super excited because anytime we can give real men and women in our service some extra money, I am here for it. So, again, if you know some real Marines, follow me at Awood Radio on all social. I will tell you exactly how to submit for this.
Well, there's only one question, Awood, that we need to answer, and that is, who's going to play Melania?
Listen.
She's very
seeing
pretty.
As how we have, this is true. This is true. And seeing as how we have a lot of strip clubs here in Atlanta.
Oh my God.
It will not, that all will right. not be a hard cast.
Fired. You're breaking listen. Up. You're going to get canceled. So very cool military types. Get Awood at Awood Radio. Thank you. Don't change.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Chloe, you want our help asking forgiveness from your ex-husband for doing what?
I've been secretly dating our son's travel baseball team coach for over a year.
Scandal.
Yeah, well, that's the forbidden fruit.
Does anybody know about you guys, or is this why we're involved here?
Yeah, no, nobody knows. I mean, Kevin definitely doesn't have any idea. And I mean, our son definitely doesn't know either. We've been really super careful not to get caught.
Why are you keeping this secret for so long?
I just know that Kevin would be really mad if he found out the truth. And I mean, I don't want to hurt my son, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we just wanted to keep things quiet until we, I guess, knew where the relationship was going, right?
Where is the relationship going?
Well, I think it's getting pretty serious. We've been having conversations about, you know, making a life together and all that. So I feel like, you know, time to come clean.
So now is the time to talk to him about it, get your husband on the same page so y'all can go to your son together, hopefully, and be like, this is all right. And hopefully it just goes real smooth. Usually yeah, does exactly. with the exes, doesn't it?
Yeah,
always. All right. Well, we're going to call your husband. I guess his name is Kevin. We'll do that coming up in a couple of minutes, and we'll help you ask forgiveness, okay?
Great. Thank you, guys.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Chloe needs our help this morning, and this is a tough one. She wants our help telling her ex-husband that she's been dating their son's traveling baseball coach for over a year. So, Chloe, sit tight as we get your ex-husband, Kevin, on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Kevin, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We are calling. We wanted to talk to you about your, I guess your kid is part of a traveling baseball team. And we heard that he's a really good player.
Yeah, he's really good, but he isn't playing for him anymore. I actually just sent the email.
Oh
no,
wait.
Why?
He doesn't really feel comfortable playing for his mommy's new boyfriend.
Oh, we didn't know that you knew about that.
What do you mean? Everyone knows about this.
Everybody, how do you know about it?
Well, they were caught making out behind a snack bar, like a couple of teenagers. Some of the other moms saw it.
It got back to you, or did you see it yourself?
No, I wasn't there. It wasn't my weekend, but I sure heard about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to see. I wouldn't want to see my ex-wife.
I'm so embarrassed.
Okay, Kevin, that is your ex-wife Chloe is on the phone with us right now. She was calling to ask your forgiveness. A feature on our show called "Forgive and Forget."
Why didn't you just tell me that you knew instead of pulling him off the team? He's going to be devastated.
He's the one who asked me if he could move to another team. He's definitely not devastated.
Oh, he's not? So he's not upset?
Not really, no.
Our son is the best player on the team.
Yeah, that's why I'm moving into a team that might actually win. A team where the coach can focus on the kids and not flirting with desperate single moms.
We knew this was going to be a really smooth conversation. So you are, Kevin, you're upset about this. This is not sitting well with you.
Chloe does this stuff. She's been known to do it.
So you're talking about...
What is that supposed to mean?
What do you mean? Music teachers, coaches, I don't know who's next.
Kevin, I'm allowed to date whoever I want.
Okay, sure. But I mean, we're just going to keep ending up with problems like this and airing your dirty business out on the radio.
It sounds like the two of you maybe have a lot to discuss, or maybe you have nothing to discuss.
Yeah.
But
her indiscretion seemed to affect other people. And when it comes to my son, I find that unacceptable. So,
and that's why we're divorced.
Chloe actually wanted our help asking for your forgiveness for doing this. Does she have it? Do you forgive her?
In this case, I guess I do, because, I mean, it gave me a great excuse to get my son off that team and get him onto a better one where he can succeed, you know?
Are you throwing a little shade in the direction of the new boyfriend?
I'm not throwing shade.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, Forgive and Forget returns on Monday with a doozy. Samantha wants her help asking forgiveness for stealing her best friend's wedding ring.
What?
Yeah. It's Forgive and Forget Monday, 7 a.m.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 724, partly cloudy, 80 today. That's pretty much the story for the weather for the weekend. Braves lost to the Cubs 9-3. They're in Toronto this weekend. What else is going on, Kara?
You know, the 86th annual NFL draft started last night. Normally, I could care less, but yeah. We've got some local kids who are making it big. Bulldogs cornerback Eric Stokes went to Green Bay. He was the 29th pick. Kennesaw's Justin Fields is going to play for the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. He went in the 11th pick. And then, as expected, Cartersville's golden boy, Trevor Lawrence, the number one pick, is going to suit up for the Jaguars.
And did you hear that he may have a new option at tight end? This is the only thing I really cared about when I saw this news yesterday. Tim Tebow worked out for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
No
33-year-old Tim Tebow worked out, and he wants to be a tight end.
I'd like to see Tebow back on the field again. I can't lie.
He might be a little too old and slow, but hey, you know, you never know.
You know what really stinks for, if you know how the draft works, is the worst team in the NFL. Like the team that won one game last season gets to pick first.
Yeah.
So you can always see like this sort of forced smile from the first round pick. They're like, oh, you work so hard your whole life, and you end up on a team that couldn't win nothing.
Congrats.
They're just mismanaged.
Yay. Well, unless that you're the golden boy that comes in and turns everything around.
Which never happens.
Have fun in Cleveland.
Y'all ready for a good feeling?
Let's go.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
So homemade lasagnas are definitely made with love. It is not an easy task to make one of those babies. But there's a growing coalition of home chefs that are making a big difference in our community with that delicious dish. The Georgia chapter of Lasagna Love has been making about 200 lasagnas a week for local families in need. Now, the nonprofit was started during the pandemic, of course, because there were suddenly so many families in need of food. So now it's grown to a network of over 20,000 volunteers.
Wow.
Kirsten Glazier and Kelly Kohling lead the Georgia group, and Kirsten says this was just a small way that they could help serve their neighbors in need.
A lot of people, this is their first time ever having to ask for help. And Lasagna Love has tried to make it really easy for them because we're no questions asked.
So if you know how to make a mean lasagna or you're a family that's in need, you can check out lasagnalove.org to volunteer.
Carrie, you talk about how difficult it is to make a lasagna. It's not an easy task to eat it either, okay?
Oh my gosh.
It's a cumbersome eat.
You could be a taste tester.
You're saying if you were at Olive Garden and they came by with a tray full of lasagna, you'd be like, you know what? I'll pass. Salad is so much easier.
I mean, I'm always up for a challenge. Don't get mistaken.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Good morning, Ashley Lawrenceville.
Good morning.
Hi, could you kick Kara out for us?
Kick rocks, girl. I'm kidding. Let's go.
Oh, God, Ashley, good luck.
No, stay aggressive.
We're going to wait for Kara to leave the room. I'm going to ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in and ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one, Dave Grohl said back in the day, he and the other members of the band wouldn't let Kurt Cobain drive the van. What band were they all in together? Dave Grohl, Kurt Cobain.
Oh, Kurt Cobain. Nirvana.
Number two, the four main cast members of the Conners are getting major pay raises for next season. What did that show used to be called?
Roseanne.
Number three, roses are red, violets are gray. When you wake up tomorrow,
it's gonna be May.
What former boy bander sang that line?
Justin Timberlake.
Number four, Dukes of Hazzard star Jessica Simpson says she no longer has a scale in her house. What's the name of the car in that movie, Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, a Camaro.
Number five. No, they called it something. They had a name for it.
No.
Number five, the 147th running of the Kentucky Derbies tomorrow. Can you name another race that makes up the Triple Crown?
Kentucky Derby. That's okay, but Ashley, you did really well in Lawrenceville this morning. You got the first three questions right, so three is the number, Kara, and they're tough today. Okay.
All right, same questions, Kara. Dave Grohl said back in the day he and the other members of the band wouldn't let Kurt Cobain drive the van. What band were they in together?
Nirvana.
That's what Ashley said, 1-1.
Number two, four main cast members of the Conners are getting major pay raises for next season. What did that show used to be called?
Roseanne.
That's what Ashley said as well, 2-2.
Number three, roses are red, violets are gray. When you wake up tomorrow,
it's gonna be May.
What former boy bander sang that line?
Justin Timberlake.
That's what Ashley said as well, knotted up at three.
Number four, Dukes of Hazzard star Jessica Simpson says she no longer has a scale in her house. What's the name of the car in that movie?
The General Lee.
Ashley said Buddy. All right, 4-3.
Number five, the 147th running of the Kentucky Derbies tomorrow. Can you name another race that makes up the Triple Crown?
The Preakness and the Belmont Stakes.
Kara just went ahead and answered them both. Why not? Yep. Salt in the wound there. Final score, 5-3. Ashley in Lawrenceville, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
Kara, 1,016 wins and 35 losses.
Sorry, Ashley.
It's okay. Have a great day.
We'll play again Monday. You can sign up at tadandrex.com. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.